This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
It's time for Emergence News on Plains FM 96.9, citizen-made radio.
Greetings and welcome to Emergence News. Emergence News is a program with dialogue, information and insight into the gradual emergence of our next world teacher for this coming age, the age of Aquarius. Maitreya is the teacher, the head of the spiritual hierarchy, the water carrier, the Christ. There have been countless individuals and organisations involved in the process of the gradual emergence and arrival of the world teacher Maitreya. Many working behind the scenes, less obvious, even secluded some, but preparing the way for the eventual day of declaration when Maitreya will openly, publicly announce his arrival to the population of planet Earth. According to author Benjamin Krem, the day of declaration will not only be confined to a small select group or those in the Holy Land, the emergence of the next world teacher will include all who are working towards and seeking fairness, justice, peace, and the promotion of goodwill among all the people of the world. It will not be important which religion you follow or which intellectual line of thinking you subscribe to. For some of Maitreya's teachings and principles, some of them may already be familiar to you. Priority and attention to protect our environment is one. Aid to those who are hungry and perhaps without sufficient housing and health care. Sharing the world's resources. Fairness and equity in government, workplace, schools, communities and our families. All of these priorities and issues have quickly become important, not just to extremists, but to members of parliament and governments across the world, and even mainstream media. The young people are actively initiating and inspiring their teachers in schools, universities, to take more responsibility for each other and our planet. So today we are going to look closely and provide more insight into the day of declaration. If you are a regular listener to this program, you will be aware that there are many more examples and signs of Maitreya's emergence, and you'll hear about some of those as we progress today. So we're going to have a look a wee bit more closely at this day of declaration. So Shafia, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What are you looking at today?
So I'm going to be talking about what the aftermath might be like of this actual Day of Days.
So you're looking at after the Day of Declaration, the Day of Days.
Yes.
What just is going to happen?
Just what, you know, some of the things that might be happening for people and how we're going to be, what we might expect.
And John?
I'm going to be talking about a little bit of a timeline leading up to the Day of Declaration and also what people can expect on the day. So the subjective experience for everybody on this planet over the age of 14, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
Who will experience this day. Thank you, Nigel and Shafia, and it's great to be back working with you guys again on this radio show.
Good to Thanks see you again.
Thanks for the presents. Welcome me back.
Muffins.
The muffins, yes. Thank you very much. This Day of Declaration, I've thought about it, looked at it, read up about it, and there's one conclusion I've come to. It will be an experience like no other. And we are creatures of habit and memory. And whenever you encounter some information, one of the things we often do is flick back into our memory banks and go, what do I know that's like this? So when we start to talk about this Day of Declaration, you will find nothing in your memory bank that will match this experience. So this is going to be a unique event in the history of humanity. So I'm going to take a little bit of a step back. The existence of great spiritual teachers known as the Masters of Wisdom became public knowledge in 1875 through the writings of Helena Blavatsky, who founded the Theosophical Society. Blavatsky as the story goes, worked directly with masters and started giving us some information around the other side of life or the existence that stood behind life. She's given us this idea. Periodically, at times of great human crisis, the masters, they send one of their own into the world to show humanity the way forward. We know some of these teachers as Krishna, Confucius, Zoroaster, the Buddha, the Christ, and Muhammad. Anticipation of the imminent appearance of the master of all these masters, the world teacher, Maitreya, has grown and waned through the early part of the 20th century. Near the end of World War II, Maitreya announced his intention to physically enter the everyday world at the possible earliest moment, along with a group of masters, when humanity had achieved a measure of peace and had begun to implement the principle of sharing. Now, this decision to enter the everyday world in a physical body is the unique decision that makes it possible for this day of declaration, because we're going to have a teacher who's present that we can see and communicate with.
In physical form,
and
already
physical
here.
Yep. Now, how's this progressed? Okay, well, we rely pretty much on Benjamin Krem for the next couple of steps. Since 1974, information about Maitreya's emergence has been presented to the public by Benjamin Krem, the chief editor of Share International magazine. His training for this work under a master of wisdom, under one of these teachers, began back in 1959. So Share International magazine and the series of books written by Benjamin Krem are a great starting place for our listeners if you want to catch up on this information. July 77, Maitreya leaves his ancient Himalayan retreat, takes up residence in the Indian-Pakistani community of London. Since then, he has lived in London as a seemingly ordinary man concerned with our modern problems, political, economic, and social, directing and transforming his energies into every part of the world. So the timing of this emergence is an issue that is a little bit hard for us to understand, because I'm watching my very expensive cell phone as it counts down minutes and seconds. And the way that these great events unfold isn't tracked by the human concept of time. The timing of Maitreya's emergence is governed by many factors, and these include our response to his energies and ideas, the need for humanity, how we perceive our current state, and how the world media perceives our current state. We also need the world media to invite him forward, thereby not infringing our free will. March 1978, Maitreya begins to emerge as a spokesman for the community he lives in, but not as a religious leader, but as an educator. And I've talked about that social, political, and economic sphere that he talks about, which is really refreshing and interesting from a so-called spiritual teacher. If we move through to 19...
Well, he even asks that he is referred to as a teacher rather than a religious leader, doesn't he?
Absolutely. He doesn't come as a leader. He comes as a teacher.
As an educator.
As an educator, right. So back in 1988, Maitreya begins to appear, both in person and in dreams, to well-known leaders in various countries and to many other citizens. Manifestations of crosses of light in the windows of people's homes are reported right throughout the world, and we're still seeing this. The other thing that we're seeing is this kind of plethora of miracles, and it's part of that process of letting us know that something's happening in that really big picture. We're also seeing huge amounts of UFO sightings, which is also tied to the story of the Day of Declaration.
A couple of examples of miracles was the white kiwi in New Zealand not so long ago,
yes,
a couple of years ago, and in Norway there's been a white reindeer.
Yep.
And that was publicised through the world media just recently.
And there's also been a white tui and, you know, and the white bison and, you know, all those.
So that's a symbolism that strikes at the history of a lot of ethnic peoples around the world. Okay, about 1991 to the present day, Maitreya's appeared miraculously to large groups of people all over the world, and often when he does that, he magnetises water in the vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
So that we now have this phenomenon of healing waters, which we've discussed on this program previously.
And when he does appear to them, he doesn't actually appear to them as Maitreya. He appears to them as the person that they would
most
think would
comfortable
come.
With.
Yeah, yes. So it would be Jesus, or they would see it as Jesus or a saint, or
which indicates that his intention is that it is so that he is accessible.
Yes,
and also it's
not scary,
fear.
Not spooky,
right.
But accessible.
He's appearing in a way that resonates with that group or that individual.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little bit of a key ingredient for the Day of Declaration. So let's have a look at this Day of Declaration. Shafia called it the Day of Days. It starts with Maitreya being invited by the international media to speak directly to the entire world through television networks linked together by satellites. That's already currently possible. On this Day of Declaration, we will see his face on the television screen, wherever that's accessible. The biblical statement, all eyes will see him, will be fulfilled. And the only way at which it can be fulfilled, we'll see his face, but he will not speak. His thoughts, his ideas, his call to humanity for justice, sharing, right relationships and peace will take place silently, telepathically. Each of us will hear him inwardly in our own language. In this way, he will reenact on a worldwide scale the true happenings of the Pentecost 2,000 years ago. At the same time, the energy which Maitreya embodies, the Christ principle, the energy of love, will flow out in tremendous potency through the hearts of all humanity. Maitreya has said, "It will be as if I embrace the world. People will feel it even physically." This will invoke an intuitive, heartfelt response to his message. Simultaneously on the outer plane, there will be hundreds and thousands of miracle healings throughout the planet. In these three ways, we will know that Maitreya is the world teacher, come for all groups, religious and non-religious alike. Our response to this experience will determine the entire future of this planet. Maitreya will present us with a choice. Either we continue as we are now in the old greedy, selfish, complacent ways of the past and destroy ourselves, or we accept the principle of sharing, accept that we are one, and begin the creation of a civilization such as this world has never yet seen. Maitreya tells us he knows our answer. He has said, "My heart tells me your answer. Your choice and is glad."
So here we've come to the Day of Declaration, and I'm looking at some of the changes we can expect after this Day of Days. And it's expected, you know, this is going to be a shared spiritual experience for humanity. And for a while, people will still be absorbing their experience and talking about it, and will feel that they're on the edge of something magical and amazing. As the experience begins to fade in intensity, as it probably will, the reality of what this newfound knowledge and understanding means will begin to come into focus. And for many, the realization that life can never be the same will also make them aware of the enormity of the task before us. Maitreya will have made it clear that we can no longer stand by and see our brothers and sisters starving to death. Even those who do not live in our country, we will understand and feel much more clearly that we are one human family, and what happens in other countries to our family is just as much our responsibility as to what happens in our own. Feeding of the world is the priority, and we will all have to act to make that happen. We might need to exert political persuasion on our governments to respond to Maitreya's message appropriately and quickly, which is why it is so important now to be electing into positions of power those people who understand the need of all of us and do not serve the elite powers that are only interested in personal gain. With people who are progressives, they will actually take the need and act on it. We also might find ourselves serving in some capacity to enable the sharing of the world's resources that Maitreya will definitely recommend. There will no doubt be many jobs, collecting and collating our excess produce and goods and distributing it. We might be called upon to travel to some of these poorer and decimated areas to help distribute food and resources, and help create conditions that give people back their dignity and ability to provide for themselves and their families. Maitreya has said that everyone is important. No one is too weak or poor or young to help. Everyone will be needed in creating our world anew. And I think this is going to be one of the major sort of changes, really, because today there are so many people who feel worthless, hopeless, they don't have anything to offer.
Yes.
And suddenly, you know, here's this leader or this educator telling them that they are worthy, that they're needed, and
yes,
that they have a place to be in this all this new way,
and
isn't
contribute.
It? Yes, and I know Benjamin Krem talks a lot about, you know, the lack of self-esteem in so mm-hmm. many people that actually stops them from actually serving.
Mm-hmm.
So what is certain is that we'll no longer be able to stand and watch. Action is the key to change. There will also no doubt be a backlash from those who are addicted to power and privilege over others. And this is happening now. The fight between the elite class and the progressive forces is in full swing. Hopefully, by the time of the Day of Declaration arrives, there will be many more progressives in places of power and influence, and we can just get on with the job. And I often wonder if that's what's, you know, he's holding back a little bit until these people are actually in place, because, you know, in America at the moment, we're seeing this sort of this whole load of progressive Democrats being voted in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all talking about, you know, saving the planet and, you know, Medicare for all and all the things that Maitreya is talking about. So
yes,
with those people in positions of influence, it's going to be a great sort of help for all of us, isn't it?
It is great to hear the Americans talking about the world is our homeland, not just
yes,
our own country, our own state.
Yes,
and that's the true brotherhood that Maitreya often speaks about. You know,
it's a key
teaching of his.
Yeah,
yes,
it is, and wonderful to see Jacinda Ardern just recently actually talking about kindness and empathy, and bringing that and happiness being one of the sort of as important as GDP
being the goals of government.
Yes,
yes.
And
yeah,
it is in Bhutan apparently.
Yes, it is definitely.
Yeah, I read that. Yeah,
But what she also said was that she sees that actually within sort of it'll take a couple of decades to see this actually coming through. And I think that's, you know, something that's happened. We've created these institutions that take so long, you know.
Yes.
And I was watching this young girl from Sweden. I don't know whether you've seen her, the climate change girl, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking
fabulous
recently at Davos, mm-hmm, and she was saying, I don't want your hope. I don't want you to tell me you're hopeful. I want you to panic. Mm. I want you to get on and do it, you know.
Take
and
action.
Yes, mm. And I think, you know, even somebody like Jacinda Ardern is sort of like, well, it's going to take a long time.
Don't think about it for another electoral term.
Don't have another meeting.
Yes. Just do it. Right. That's right, yes. And I think the other big backlash will be the fundamental religions of the world. I mean, their beliefs are so important to how they operate in the world, and the fighting for their version of their religion has become so entrenched. It will be a bitter pill for them to swallow to accept Maitreya as the one they have been waiting for,
mm-hmm,
whether it's the Christ, the Imam Mahdi of the Muslims, Krishna, or the Kalki avatar of the Hindus, the Jewish Messiah, or the Maitreya Buddha. Maitreya is the expected one of all, so that means that their particular religion was not the one and only one. They all have the same teacher. That's going to be huge, isn't it?
Really,
you
yeah
know, when you see when so many people are so, you know, tied to what their belief systems are. So that's all going to be cracked open,
mm-hmm,
and it's going to take a lot of adjustment for all of us, I think, to mm-hmm to actually be able to cope with it. And of course, you know, Maitreya will be introducing the Masters of Wisdom, and the Master Jesus apparently will be one of the first ones that he will introduce, and he will take over as the Pope, or the head of the Catholic, the head of the
Christian Church.
Yeah. And I actually saw a quote by Pope Paul saying that he doesn't expect his papacy to be very long. So that's hopeful, isn't it? Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of changes, and we're going to explore some more of this in our next program, because we have some time constraints, obviously. And we'll be continuing with some of the changes we can expect after the Day of Declaration, which will include television viewing, social media, technology, Space Brothers, lots of things. So tune in then.
This is the Emergence News on Plains FM. For more information, go to shareinternational.org.
We finish with a reading which is entitled To Serve Anew by the Master through Benjamin Krem, published in 2003. Since the time is short indeed till mankind sees the Christ, it would be wise to consider somewhat the likely repercussions of this momentous event. Firstly, men will awaken to the new situation, one altogether unfamiliar and strange. Nothing similar will have been the experience of anyone alive, no one, anywhere, will have heard before the thoughts broadcast on that day of days. Never before will men have heard the call to their divinity, the challenge to their presence here on earth. Each singly and solemnly, alone, will know for that time the purpose and meaning of their lives, will experience anew the grace of childhood, the purity of aspiration cleansed of self. For these precious minutes, men will know afresh the joy of full participation in the realities of life, will feel connected one to another like the memory of a distant past. Suddenly, men will realize that their life till now was a shallow thing, lacking, for the majority, all that makes life dear, brotherhood and justice, creativeness and love. Many will know for the first time that they count, that they matter in the scheme of things. An unfamiliar sense of self-esteem will replace their present hopelessness. Drugs of all kinds will cease their hold on men. Quietly, men's tears will flow in humble gratitude and longing for the good. From that time forwards, a new spirit of sanctity will prevail upon earth. Men will walk on tiptoe for a time. Soon, however, men will realize that the changes needed in the world are vast, manifold, requiring patience and dedication, imagination and trust. Before long, men everywhere will engage themselves in the work of reconstruction, the rehabilitation of the world. The poor and hungry will take pride and place, and so will end forever a blasphemy in men's midst. Millions will know for the first time the quiet happiness of satisfied need. No more will the dying forms of the starving disgrace the screens of the affluent. No longer will men watch their brothers dying before their eyes. So will end a dark chapter in the history of the race. Changes, unequaled in extent, will engage men's minds and hearts. Nought but the finest of the past will prevail against the onslaught of the new. Daily, the transformations will be recorded for men to compare and admire. A new world will be constructed in the blazing light of day. All will, in their way, participate. Each will add his or her vision and contribute to the whole. For many, the very presence of the Christ will constitute a problem. Their long-held beliefs will be shaken to their core. For them, a period of heart-searching will be inevitable as they seek to understand the meaning of the new dispensation. Ancient beliefs die hard and hurt bitterly in the process. Nevertheless, millions will respond with a glad heart, happy to accept the teacher in their midst. Few in time will stand against the common acknowledgement that the Christ, in the person of Maitreya, walks once more upon the earth. Those relatively few who have led the way in preparation for this time will find themselves offered another field of service, an educational endeavour vast in scope. From all sides will come the queries. A long-felt hunger for knowledge will, like a dammed-up river, overflow and burst its banks. Many will seek to know the background and history of this event. For others, the immediate future will be the chief concern. Still, others will feel the need to analyze and to question every explanation, unsatisfied in the end, but their own beliefs. Persuasion and tact, therefore, must be the order of the day. so to avoid the charge of bigotry and pride. Societies worldwide will play their part, assuring broad dissemination of the needed teachings. Much remains to be given, but already much remains unopened and unread in the hands of men. Endeavour, the council is, to inculcate the habit of reading much, thus to inform and guide the seekers on the way. Systematic study of the teachings and earnest attempts to live the precepts of Maitreya will give the needed balance and authority with which to teach. Each one, thus equipped, can avail themselves of this opportunity to serve anew. Seize it. Seize it. The council is with alacrity and humble pride.
All this information can be found on the Share International website, www.share-international.org. Scorpio Books in Christchurch carries the magazine and some books. And also don't forget the podcasts, which are available on the Plains FM website.
We welcome your comments, questions and feedback. Please contact us at emergencenews@gmail.com.
The opportunity to join our transmission is available Monday and Wednesday evenings and Thursday mornings, which gives us the possibility to do a service meditation in conjunction with the Masters.